church say amen. Amen again. I'm just glad to be in the house of the Lord. Amen on this Wednesday night. Amen. Let us just stand and have a word of prayer. Go before the throne. Ask God for his mercy and grace. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you this evening, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us throughout this day, Lord God, throughout the week, Lord God. How your arms of protection just was all around us, oh Lord God. And Lord, just how you kept everything, oh Father God, that concerned us, Lord. Lord God, we just come, Lord God, to say thank you this evening, oh Father. We take this time out of our busy schedule, Lord God, where no doubt we're tired from, Lord God, serving, Lord God, Caesar, Lord God, throughout the day. But Lord God, we come, oh Father God, to give you your due, Lord. The Bible says, give unto Caesar what's due unto Caesar, and give unto God what's due unto God. And Lord God, you do all of our worship, all of our praise, and all of our thank you, Lord. For Lord, you've been so good to us. Now, Lord God, we report for duty, oh Father God. Lord God, may you just come down, oh Father God, and meet every expectation, oh Lord God. Anoint each and every person, oh Father God, in their respective places, oh Lord God. Look on those, oh Lord God, that are still battling the dangerous highways, Lord God. Realizing that we serve a mighty God, but we also have a good adversary. And he's always on the job. The Bible says that he's like a roaring lion, roaming to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. But Lord God, we put all of our trust in you, Lord God. May you, Lord God, anoint these few words, oh Father God. Lord, this evening, oh Father God, to give people, oh Father God, exactly what they need of, oh Lord God. Revelation, oh Father God. Lord God, a desire to move forward, oh Father God, in you, Lord God. May you light a fire, oh Father God. Encourage us, oh Father God, as we go along the way, oh God. Oh, we ask you to look on our pastor in his absence, oh Father God, and all the other ministers as they are taking the need for rest, Lord God. Lord God, may you give them something special, oh Lord God, that they come back, oh Father God, and continue to lead these flocks here in this area, Lord God. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Not, O gentle saint, oh, hear my humble cry. While on earth as thou art calling, do not pass me by. Crying, say, oh, Savior, oh, hear my humble cry. Oh, why on earth is thou art called? Pass me by. Oh, I'm crying, say, oh, Savior, hear my humble cry. Oh, do pass me by. Or shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame, then my wounded, broken spirit, held. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm singing something else and singing a tune to something totally different. Let me start over. I'm sorry. Let me say this. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And all the joy that flooded my soul, something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. I met the blessed Savior. Since he cleansed and made me whole, I shall never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. Oh, he touched me. Yes, he touched me. And all the joy that floods my soul. Oh, something happened, and now I know he touched me, and he made me whole. Amen. Amen. Did he touch you? Amen. Are we glad about it this evening? Amen. Amen. We're not going to hold you. You may be seated. We're going to go right to a little thought this evening. Y'all pray for me. It's really been a blessing to me. I've sort of been walking around with a little something in my Bible for the past, I don't know, 6 months. And desiring for the Lord to just give me something on it. And when Jack said I was going to be carrying the service, I really didn't have anything. And you know, it's just amazing how the Lord just kind of started breaking forth things. So I tell you what, I'm excited about it, and I hope I can deliver it, amen, so that it'll be a real blessing to you, amen. Let us grab our Bibles, amen, and turn to Ephesians 6 chapter. Ephesians the 6th chapter. And I hope it's not too slow and broken up, but I know that there are some nuggets in here, amen, that'll really help the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to expose the devil this evening. Amen. Expose him. You know, when this came to me, I said, the devil, immediately when I came across this and it started breaking to me, I said, now the devil going to fight you on this. That just, the thought just came to the devil, really going to fight you on this. And it has been a real battle. But we're going to press the battle anyway. Amen. Ephesians, the 6th chapter, we're going to start at the 11th verse. And it reads, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And I'd like to just stop right there for a minute and just ask the question, what are the wiles of the devil? So it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Now, it didn't say we didn't wrestle. So if it didn't say we didn't wrestle, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, we do wrestle. But what we wrestle against is principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be that ye may be able to stand. Amen. And that ye may be able to stand. I lost my place, y'all. Hold on. Okay. That you may be able to stand. Spiritual witness, where you take unto the whole armor of God, whereby you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer, supplication in the Spirit, watching therefore with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. And for me, the utterance may give unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. I mean, the Lord had a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. You may be seated. I want to just give a little talk on if I had to title this, Influence from Another Dimension. Influence from Another Dimension. We know that the prophet brought out how we live in a dimension of time, matter, and light. We live in a region, amen, of time, matter, of light, matter and light. Now, you know, we, for some reason, as human beings, we get a superficial image of God. A superficial image. When they talk about God is up in heaven and Satan is below in hell, automatically we think about a horizontal dispensation. We think about God being sitting way, way, way up high above the clouds in some magical kingdom, some million, million light years away. And we think about Satan being below, some million miles below and beneath the earth. But when it talks about being above and then below, it's not necessarily talking about a geographical location. It's talking about a dimension. Those spirits are just living in another dimension. We are living in a dimension right now that we can't see all of the things that are going on in this room, because we're living in a dimension of time. Now, I have a chart that I would, if y'all, did you get the chart, sister? Can you put that up on the projector? Amen. We have this chart that'll help. And I tell you what, I'm not going to be able to finish this tonight, but we'll get started on it. And some other time we'll finish it up, because there's just so much here. Amen. The prophet says here, he started from Mars and come here flying at the speed of light speed. It would take him a billions of years to get here. He says, I cannot believe that there is a house way out yonder. See, Jesus said, I go prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be me also. It's not a place some way out yonder. Speaking, he says, God was speaking of a right present here now. That's the place where the mortal beings, when we cease to be mortal here, we step into immortality yonder, into a place, he says, and I believe that's where Jesus is today. The resurrected Lord Jesus, not out yonder, somewhere a million miles away, but right here in the presence with us now. In the fourth dimension, people can prove that right through this room now is coming radioactivity, radio messages. Coming right through this building now is coming television pictures, but it's too fast for our eyes to see them. Now you go millions and millions of miles beyond that dimension, and you'll get into a place that as real as television pictures is in this room this morning. There is the Lord Jesus Christ, the resurrected Son of God, standing there. And the reason that you can't see him is because your heart hasn't become tuned down to it. And the reason you can't see the television, where our bodies are not set as instruments to pick up mechanical things. But when our body becomes tuned with God, becoming a part of him, then our soul can pick up power of the Holy Ghost to vindicate the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of his power and omnipotence, he has risen from the dead. He lives among us today, and he wants fellowship back with his people. He's great, majestic. His glory is now spreading forth. And he is desiring fellowship again with his people. Amen. Now, the mortal beings is one of the things who lives in the mortal habitation. Immortal beings live in immortal habitations. Then the place that we go into until we return back to the place of brick and mortar and clay or precious stones and jewels. It is a place of condition that we move out of this dimension, that we live in another dimension. And it's a house, a tabernacle, a dwelling place. Jesus said, destroy this temple and I'll raise it up again in 3 days. He was speaking of Solomon's temple, but he was speaking of his own body. And he has gone to prepare a place for every believer, that every moment we step out of these mortal regions, we don't go out into some myth or some supernatural spirit, but we go into a tabernacle, a dwelling place that might be right here in this building this morning, in this place. Amen. So we realize that our spiritual antennas, he says, thank you. We see here on this chart, and you can't get the whole chart on. I don't know if you can turn it sideways or not. No. Okay. We see here that we live here in the region of mortal beings here. Amen. Let me see if this I can get. No, this don't work that, do it. It might have a. Amen. Thank you, brother. Okay, I see. Okay. Now, how do I get the pointer? There it is. Okay. Thank you. Now, we see here that we live here in this region of mortal beings. But now, we see here in this fourth dimension is the realm of science. This fourth dimension, this realm of science. Now, here in this Trinity, which is the region of mortal beings where we live in light, matter, and time. These areas are, we contact this by our five senses. See, hearing, touch, okay, our five senses. But now, we have a sixth sense, which is faith, that can contact into this dimension up here, the region of the blessed. Amen? Now, we see science here, the fourth dimension, reaches all the way up. It goes into the region of the lost, into the demonic spirits, see, and down even into hell, where the devil himself dwells. And you can see here where these open gates, amen, that has been opened, that have contact from these regions all the way up into the region that we live in. That is the reason we see certain things in television and different things where people able to do movie roles or scary movie roles and all kind of filthy things and different things. What are they doing? You talk to some actors, what they doing, they have to actually channel themselves into this region to pick up inspiration from this region and bring it up into this region by science and television and radio, and this is where we live. To affect us in this flesh. Now, they can't get our soul because, see, our soul is up just a little bit higher. Now, we can actually tune into this area as well. How do we tune into this area? Bring it down a little bit. If you see this little bit of thing over here, says revelation. By revelation. See, by revelation is how we get ourselves in tune with the spirit of the Holy Spirit, which is right here in this dimension. This is where our sixth sense, you see here, faith, the realm of immortal beings. This is faith. This, our faith contacts this. Let me read you some quotes. Amen. Amen. Let's see. Okay. You good. You good, brother. You good. You good. Don't worry. Now, he says here, here is a line like this. They're all mortals on this side. And on that side, men are influenced by one side. This side comes from God. This side comes from God. You see this little line, where is it? Right here. It says this is dividing line between mortal and immortality. Okay? Now, he says here that this side comes from the devil. Amen. Now, let's just take a great conglomeration of blackness and gaiety and muck and sin and diverseness of this world. Every once in a while, you see a little white spot. What is that? He said, that is a Christian, like a light that those that are in the darkness are influenced from beneath. Let me read that again. He says, that's a Christian, like a light. Now, those that are in darkness are influenced from beneath. Those that are in light are influenced from above. Now, when you leave either one of these channels, you go into the realm of the spirit. This is a mortal realm, the dimension that we live, but that we live in. Now, if you go this way, listen close. If you go this way, the first dimension is the spirit of the dead. This way. We live here. If you go this way, the first dimension is the spirit of the dead. Okay? So Peter spoke of it in prison. Those that repented not by long suffering in the days of Noah. The wicked, unregenerated man, when he dies, his spirit goes into this realm. The region of the lost. Goes into that realm. The next realm below, these are demons. The next realm below is hell. I'm giving you a parable so you can see it. Now, what happens to that woman when she broke into the realm to the people absolutely are dead in sin and trespasses? Now, it's talking about, I believe here, the Witch of Endor. Let's see here. absolutely dead in trespasses, and that's all we know about the way, okay. No, I'm sorry. And that happened to the woman. She broke into that realm to see to the people that absolutely are dead in sin and trespasses. And that's all they know about is the way the tree leans is the way the tree falls. There, she broke into that realm. Talking to the spirits of the dead. Now going this way, the first thing, the spirit of a man that died and rose again. We're talking about the other way. Now going this way. Okay. Going up. We talked the first thing, the spirit of a man that died and rose again, Christ, the Holy Spirit. That's what influences the believer going upward. The next is angelic beings. The next is heaven itself. The third heaven, amen. Oh my, I see something glorious. When Jesus died yonder at Calvary, a propitiation for our sins, he did not just man, but sinner. Not of his own, but mine and yours. Sins sent him to the regions of the lost. But can you get me a paper towel, Brother Jeffrey? Thank you. Amen. The sins are him and region, and I can see him when he died yonder at Calvary, hanging between those two malefactors, crying, "My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And when he gave up the ghost, he bowed his head. His spirit went and preached to the souls that were in prison that repented not in the long suffering of the days of Noah. Down here. Thank you, brother. Amen. Saints, we are talking about a real place. What I'm trying to get you to see that this is not some mythical creation or mythical imagination. This is real. When you are going through something, a lot of times you can be going along with your daily task, and there is always a pull. Always a pull trying to get you to influence you from this region. Constantly. If he can't do it through you, he will do it through somebody close to you. Anytime, it's always an influence from this region. How? Because people, legion. This man was possessed by demons. He lived out alone. I believe it says, 2,000 demons. We ask a question, how does a man get possessed with 2,000 demons? The prophet brought it out. Said, you want to know how? Because he come to church and he backslide. Then he come back. Then he backslide. Every time you do that, you are adding demons and spirits to your person. Every time. And then once you open that door and you yield yourself to that spirit, now that spirit becomes a stronghold. Becomes a stronghold. You are then demon possessed. Demon possessed. Now we all possessed by something. Because it's the same way we possess from this region too. And that's called the Holy Ghost. In here, in this flesh, in this house of flesh that has to die. It is an empty house that is going to be inhabited by one or the other. If they find this house empty, come on, boys, we got an empty house. You have to have that house full from this region to keep these boys at bay. He found an empty house. You got a man, Lord, and a dog. Why? Because what happened? You are demon possessed and don't know it. Now, I was talking to somebody earlier today. When we get to a point and we leave this world, we cross this line, the dividing line between mortal and immortality. When our time here is done. There's only one. You can't take your belongings with you. They stay here. You can't take your car. You can't take your house. You can't take your land. You can't take your money. The only thing goes with you is your character. Now, whatever your character is influenced by, whether your character is influenced from above or your character is influenced from below, it's going to tell where you go. It's a real place, my brothers and sisters. It's not some million light years away. It's right there. You just change speeds. As you get revelation, as you yield yourself to the Holy Spirit, you speed up. Now your body, your mortal body, doesn't speed up,
But you move into a dimension. You are seated with him in heavenly places. And what will happen one day is your spirit speed up to a place in heavenly places. To it is moving at the same speed. Amen. In this realm that your celestial body is moving. And when you match speed for speed, what happens? You do like Enoch. You step right over. You can't as long as you're not moving at the same speed. But once you get to a place where those speeds match up just perfectly, you will be changed in a moment and a twinkling of an eye into another dimension. Not some rocket ship, not some wings like Superman. We just step into another dimension. Amen. We're going to do some reading. Amen. Give you some clarity from the prophet. He says here in demonology, here is a channel right here. I don't tell you this before people. He says, I got a lot of secrets in my own life, of course, between God and I. But look at here. There is a channel like this that where mortals live in it is a conglomeration of gaiety, blackness, and sin. Even though we're here in this Laodicean age, this is what it looks like. See? Every once in a while, you see a little white spot. Okay? A little white spot. That light is, or a little white spot, or a light. Jesus said, you are the light that sets on a hill. Don't light a candle and put it on under a bushel. That's Christians in this conglomeration of this dimension of mortals. We, well, going this a way downward to the next dimension is the souls of the unjust who died not knowing God. The second is demons. The third in the Trinity of hell. Because you see, there's a Trinity, light, matter, here, and then there's also a Trinity of the underworld, okay? And let's see, the second demon is the Trinity of hell, unjust souls, demons, and hell. There's a Trinity of them that caught into the third, there's also a Trinity of them was caught into the third heaven. First is a ghost too, the Holy Ghost. The second, angels. The third, heaven itself. Now, these mortals in this dimension here is influenced either from there or from here. Now, what's happened, amen, to that woman? She broke through here in the dimension. He's talking about the witch of Endor when she called the spirit of Samuel. Now, the Bible, many people fuss about it, saying it was an impersonation of Samuel. We won't go into all of that. Let's move on. Now, notice. Now, this is real good. Notice this here now. He said, now, notice into the germ. But God. Amen. Thank you. I got a part with me. I got to stay dry here. I'm sweating crazy. Amen. What after the germ of life? Now, you're just a teeny tiny germ. Before it was a germ. What's after the germ? It's life. And you're in the supernatural. You're in the sixth dimension. You're plumb out of human reasoning. You're into spirit life. Every little germ has a life. That life comes from somewhere. The life of a cancer comes from the devil. Okay? Comes from up, comes from the devil. Now, your life comes from God. That's the difference. And God being manifested in flesh with Christ Jesus, the anointed. Now this blessed me. God wrapped himself in a blood cell in the womb of Mary. Brought forth his life. He lived a man. He died a man. He gave a man to give his blood, that through his blood and the shedding of his blood, that every believer could wrap in that blood cell, the blood cell of Almighty God, which is a born again spirit of a man, is wrapped in the blood cell of the Son of God. And God can no more deny you than he could deny himself. By one spirit were we all baptized into one body, becoming partakers of the same spirit in the blood cell. And the church wrapped into the blood cell of the life of Jesus Christ. Then we are sons of God, joint heirs, Jesus Christ in the kingdom. You say, Brother Branham, the devil got me. No, the devil don't. You went out to the devil. The devil can't get you. You are dead. Dead people don't argue. Dead people don't backbite. You're dead in him. Your life is hid in God through Christ. And you're sealed by the Holy Ghost. How can the devil get you? He can't do it. That's right. You get it now? Inside that one time by the Spirit, not by the letter, all joined into one body, not by denominations, nor are we all bought into one body, but by the Spirit we are all baptized, the Holy Spirit, into the body. Whether you're Methodist, Baptist, or Pentecost, or whatever you are, one spirit, and has baptized you into the body of believers. And he says here now in St. John 5:24, be sure to read it. Think of the handful too. I'm sorry, talking about the dozen of eggs. I don't know what you're talking about there, but I'll get to St. John 24. He says, he, personal pronoun, the individual, not a group or whatever, he that heareth my word and believe on him that sent me has present tense everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but has passed from death unto life. Has passed from death unto life. Amen. Amen. Let's see here. The devil can whoop you around the stumps on that's not the reason I know I got it. He says how you felt when you got it. Somebody said, I felt good, and said, that's the reason I know I got it. Now, that's not the reason I know I got it. The reason I know because I've met God's condition. And the devil cannot tramp on the word. It's thus saith the Lord. That's it. The promise of God. I've met every condition. and know I have eternal life. The believer does it because he met the conditions and the requirements. Now, we see here God was up here. Now, up here, he says, God is a what? Spirit. So when he was up here, he had to come down to here, wrap himself in a germ, a blood cell, place himself in the womb of Mary to become flesh man. He stepped down from his throne down through the dimension of angels, down through the dimensions of the blessed, into this realm of mortal. Why? To become us who were bound to go here. We had those that died in the Lord went here. I can read it. I can read it. Amen. Those souls under the altar. Oh my. Let's see here. Bear with me. This is good. He says, let's dramatize it. I can see him come down into the first dimension of lost souls. Brother Branham knocks on the pulpit. Knock at the door. Open up the door. Well, massive. Now, listen now. He says that wailing mass of beautiful women, wretched hags, men all screaming and crying in torment. Oh, if I could get out here. He knocked on the door. The door swung open and stood the Son of the Living God in his celestial body. Said, I am the Son of God that Enoch said would come with 10,000 of his saints. I am the one Noah spoke of. I am the woman's seed from the Garden of Eden. The heaven has just testified of me. The earth has testified of me. Judas testified of me. That's something. The Roman soldier testified of me. The Father testified of me. Now you know that I am here to fulfill the word of God. Hallelujah. Every demon know he was there. Oh, when he was on the earth, they screamed and hollered. We know who you are, the Holy One of God. They knew him even if the preachers didn't. They knew who he was. And they screamed, let us out. He said, why didn't you repent? Slammed the door. On down he went. Did you catch that? Let me read that again. We knew who he was. Talking about those demons. And knew him even if the preachers didn't, they knew who he was. And then they screamed, let us out. He said, why didn't you repent? Slam went the door. Down he went. Into the below the demons through the light of demonology. They screamed and hollered and got back. They screamed and hollered and got back. They knowed where they went when he cast them out of the man at Gadara, the legions. Amen. And went into the swine and choked themselves. They seen the presence of that Holy One among them walking through there and hid like a bunch of roaches when that light is turned on. and in summertime when they're gnawing at the apple core, put me in mind of some preachers that turn the gospel light on, they scatter. Don't go there and hear him. Put me in the mind of an old bunch of roaches in the summertime. In the darkness, they can nimbly go, but turn the light on. That's right. All right. The next thing he did was come on down through the other Trinity, on down into hell. And I can just see him go yonder, and Satan walked to the door, and he finally got there. Got here, did you? Yes, I'm here. The devil said, you finally got here. He said, yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here. I thought you when I had you when I killed Abel. I thought I shot you when I got Abel. I was sure that I had you when I threw Daniel in the lion's den. When I beheaded John, I thought I had you when when you was on the cross. I thought I had you, but finally you've arrived. Jesus said, yes, I've arrived, and I've arrived for one purpose. You have put fear and chills over the people long enough. I come down to take over. That's right. Oh, he said, I'm the virgin born son of God. Oh, I got a right. Adam sinned, but my blood, still wet on the cross, paid that sin. Yes, sir. I come down to take over. Give me the keys to death and hell. He done give the keys to the kingdom to Peter. Peter already had the keys. Now, I want to stop right there and make a point. Peter already had the keys, and Peter was still influenced from below. And he had, in that same chapter there, when he gave Peter the key, he had to turn right around and rebuke Peter. Get thee behind me, Satan. He said, no, because Peter was influenced from that spirit below. When he said, no, suffer it to be so, Peter. This has to happen. Why? So that this can happen. So that I can be down the cross. My blood can be shed. So let it be so that the scriptures be fulfilled. Peter was still at that time, even though he had the keys to the kingdom, was being influenced. Even though his motive and objective might have been pure, been good, but it was off the word. Amen. Says, I come down to take over. Give me the keys of death and hell. He said, he done already give the keys to Peter, the church. Yes, sir. He said, give me the keys of death and hell. You notice when he rose up, he had them hanging on his side. Give me the keys of death and hell. Reached over and grabbed Satan by the neck. And throwed him down, put his foot on him, and reached over and grabbed them off of him. You fooled people long enough. Get back in there where you belong. Hang them. He hung them on his neck. He says, I'm the boss now. My blood has been shed up there on the cross for the remission of the sin, for the sickness. You can't keep them any longer. There will be people who will believe me. You can't bind them with sickness. You can't bind them with fear. They will believe. Hallelujah. The keys of death and hell. Here comes climbing up. Now he's coming back up. She's coming near daylight. I can see the big morning star looking around and grave, and already it's coming on the third day. And first, wait, he's got somebody else over here in paradise. So he don't forget nobody. Amen. And what a fitting song we sung. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Over here in paradise lay some souls, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Sarah, and those who have faithfully believed the promise of the prophets, and they laid there waiting. Amen. Amen. So let me get myself together here. Amen. So we see, amen, that he went down. He came down from this dimension. Amen. It's not a place. It was just a transference of dimensions. When he put on that blood cell, came down here, died on the cross, went down into hell, took the keys, and then came up here. Amen. Now the souls are waiting in this holding place. And then we'll all go together. Amen. The prophet said where at one day these our bodies are resurrect and meet up with our celestial bodies and put on a glorified body. And when this has all been redeemed, and we'll all live here together. Amen. Amen. So I just want to bring, now there's a couple of more things that I want to read. I don't want to get too ahead of myself. I'm not going to be able to get to, there's another section that I have, and I'll probably be able to get to it another time, to show that how I was talking about the wiles of the devil and show how in that realm of science, in this fourth realm, in this realm of science, how Satan today is really bombarding. We see so much happening in this generation with our, I can't even say with our young people, but he is really severely attacking our young people. He's attacking the bride of Jesus. He's really doing a work on us. And why? Because we have come this as a people. We've come so comfortable, and we've reached in into the tree of knowledge and good and evil, and we're constantly pulling out of this dimension and bringing it over into here. And what we don't realize is those are influences from here, and that's how they're being introduced into this realm. You wonder why we see kids shooting up in schools and this, that, and the other. Let me give you, it's another place here that I want to read where, and I'll just have to paraphrase it because my notes are all over the place. But where the prophet said he as a prophet is a seer. He said he lives most of the time in this dimension. That's how he's able to see what he sees. That's how he's able to, he lives in this dimension. He said in one place, those spirits come up from beneath and they speak one to another. He said he was praying for, say, if you're sick, if you can only get out of this realm, up into this realm, this is where your healing takes place. But when we come to church a lot of times, let me back up and slow down and say this. We realize that there are voices through the radio waves here, through science, in this dimension. He said they're passing through this building right now. A lot of times we come to church, and you ever just seem like you just can't focus in on the Word of God? Why? Because you're still here in your flesh. He said you have to get to a point where you get out of your flesh and you elevate into this realm, and then you'll hear from heaven. He says so many times we come and we sit with our arms folded. He says, what's happening? In your mind, those voices, you probably hear them right now. Probably sitting there talking about, things are always coming to your mind. The mind is the battlefield. Did I leave that pot on? Man, I forgot to get gas before I came to church. Oh, Lord, I wonder what I'm about to do at work tomorrow. Hear the word of God going forth. And all of these things, these thoughts are running through your mind. That's him trying to keep you grounded. Keep you grounded here, that you don't get here to receive from God. You have to press your way. You have to press your way out of this realm of flesh into this realm of, how did he call it? He said, into this channel where you can hear from God, where you can receive from God. In the upper room in Acts 2, they said they were all in one accord. They were all in one accord. They were all in this, in one place, in one accord. What happened? They had all got into a channel. They had all got into that channel. And then came a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind. And I believe tonight that if we can come to church and we can all just get in that channel. See, he said here, and I'm going to just talk it. I ain't going to read it. He said it, that one person, your neighbor sitting next to you, might be struggling. But if you can get into that realm, you will help your neighbor. You will chase that demon away from your neighbor, that your neighbor can get into that realm. And vice versa. You come in here with all of these mind battles, dragging down the service. It's just as easy for that spirit to get on your neighbor and drag them down too. That's the truth. That's the truth. So when we come, we talk about being positionally placed. We all have a job to do. The preacher back there, before the Lord, and just done studied and trying to bring something to help the people, and really just want God to just have his way. But we all have to come and put our licks of fire together, all in one place and in one accord. We'll see mighty things done in our midst if we can all get out of flesh and get into this realm. I'm going to be closing. Now, I just want to give you a little teaser. I'm not going to get all into it because it's quite lengthy. Okay. This is an article from a child psychologist. And this child psychologist, if you can actually Google it, it's called The Undoing of the Families. And it is a wake-up call. You wonder what's going on in society at large. Technology has meld itself together with psychology. Now you got two forces. Technology and psychology has come together to control the minds of the people. To literally control the minds of your people, of all of us. It is called, there is a school at Stanford University, a class called Persuasive Technology. Let's see who went to that school. The co-founder of Instagram, Facebook, all of them from these little video games. They are strategically designed. Medical science are calling them addictions. It triggers a certain dopamine in your body to make you feel a certain way, and you get hooked. Now, what is a drug addiction? A demonic spirit. What is oppression? A demon from here that has come up and taken over somebody's body. So if now medical science through our healthcare industry has seen the similarities between drug addiction and alcoholism with Facebook, Instagram, through technology, what is it? It's the same demon. The same demon. And I got pages and pages of articles how they teach it in college. It's called persuasive technology. It's not by accident. Some very intelligent, educated men without the baptism of the Holy Ghost have reached into the pits of hell and provided a chasm for those spirits to be leashed here on this earth. And they are influencing people. Influencing people to do all kind of things. But we had a God through a prophet, amen, that also reached in and challenged to influence us from here. Amen. We in a real battle, saints. It's a constant. We're here. We're living here. But it's a constant battle. It's a constant battle between these two realms. Constantly. Remember what I said earlier. The only thing you can take with you is your character. You can't take your car. You can't take your money. You can't take none of those things with you. The only thing goes with you. And that character tells where you've been influenced from. Where you've been influenced from. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Maybe when we'll get into it a little more. There's just so much. I'm sorry I read so much on you, but I didn't want to just leave anything out. We look at how, like I said before, we get this mankind, we get this imaginative thing of God as some old man on the throne, and heaven is some mythical place millions and millions of miles away. It's just another dimension. It's just another dimension right here. Amen. And we're constantly, the main thing I want you to realize, I'm not speaking against your cell phones and Instagram and Facebook and all of those kind of things. But what I want you to have is dimensional discernment. Dimensional discernment to realize when you're being influenced from the powers of hell. When you're being controlled from a spirit from down there. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just thank you, O Father God, for this, Lord, this lesson, O Lord God, that you allow us to have, Lord God, this knowledge, O Father God. Just, Lord, because we know, Lord God, that this isn't being preached everywhere. Lord God, you've come down, O Father God, and just gave us something, O Lord God, that we can hold on to. Lord God, that you just exposed the devil. And Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. Lord God, may we just take these things to heart, Lord God. And Lord God, just, Lord, forgive my lack of memory, oh Father God, that I can just flow these things, oh Father God, off memory, oh Lord God. But I appreciate you, Lord God, for giving it to me, oh Father. Lord, I know it was only you, Lord, because it just came so hot, so fast. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, how you speak to your people, oh Father. Lord God, may we take these things to heart, oh Father God. May we meditate on these things that was spoken, oh Father God, and just apply them to our lives, Lord God. Lord, give us the dimensional awareness, oh Father God, that we can see the enemy for who he is and not be blinded in this hour, oh God. Anoint our eyes with our salve that we may see, Lord. Lord God, and move us up a little higher, Lord God, into another dimension, oh Father God. Lord God, that may we live with you in heavenly places, oh Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. Be with us, Lord God, as we prepare, Lord, to leave this place, oh Lord God. In Jesus' precious name, Lord God, we just thank you. Amen. 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 At this time, we want to ask Brother to take the offering. Amen. Amen. You love the Lord, saints? Amen.
Renew a right spirit within me.
Most gracious God, we ask you, Lord God, to give us traveling mercy, Lord God, as we prepare to leave this place, but not from your presence, Lord. Be with us, oh Father God, as we go through the rest of the week, Lord God. Keep us, hedge around us, oh Lord God. Protect us, oh Father God. In Jesus' precious name, amen.